Welcome to this episode of the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. I talked to the star of Wilfred, the one and only Jason Gann, at this year's Comic-Con. Jason plays Wilfred, and in this very loud interview, sorry about all the background noise, he talks about how the whole series is an adventure and working with actual dogs and cats. I've talked to Jason a couple times, and he does not disappoint. You'll like this. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers, because every little click does help. And don't forget to check out the Actor Resources page. You can find all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Jason.
I hope you enjoyed where they're taking the show, since this was a concept that you came up with originally, and to see where they're taking it with this season.
It's an adventure, you know. I would never have dreamed that where we ended last year was where the show was going to head. But I never wanted to make the same show again. I actually said no when I was first asked to play Wilfred, because I didn't want to just do the same show except being surrounded by people with American accents. It just made no sense to me. I would have rather see a whole new version of the show. But David, you know, was a fan of the original, and he said that he wanted both shows to sit side by side, and that this would be a different vehicle for a character that he loved, which really appealed to me. And so I, you know, forfeited a fair bit of creative control, and just sort of went along for the ride. And I love it, you know. Like, this is to be able to turn up on set and read scenes from time to time where I haven't been in the engine room before. You know, I hadn't actually written that scene, and to read scripts that are in my voice comedically that I haven't written is such a luxury that I hadn't had before I came here. But season two is sort of it's a different creature again. The show has taken on such a life of its own that is, I think for any of us, David included, we could never have anticipated where the show leads. And it just opens the door for where it really could go. I've got a file that's always open, which is just possible Wilfred ideas, you know, if we get a third season and beyond, that are kind of really crazy. But
Jason, do you ever say to the writers now, I'm not going to do that, Wilfred wouldn't do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's never bold things. It's never like, I mean, I want to make groundbreaking television. And so every now and then something will come up and I'll say, that's never been done on TV before. And that's when I'm actually at my happiest. And those moments I love. And we've probably got half a dozen of those in season two where it's never been anything like it. So it's never that stuff. It's never because it's too racy or anything. It's always because it's
too shy.
No, it's if it's too cutesy, and if it's too too doggy.
Dog-like, yeah.
Like, I don't do dog acting. I don't scratch behind my ear. I don't rub my ass on the carpet. Like, literally do it. I have to find a way where he'll, like, grab a mat and sort of do it like a towel between his legs or something. You know, I've got to find a human way to do a dog behaviour. So, but it's very rare that, you know, the other guys don't see eye to eye with where I want the character to go.
You know what I wanted to know? The scene where he took you to work with him, how many takes did you do of when you first walked in and made all the people in the audience laugh and go crazy, and at first they loved you? How many takes?
Just a couple. Just a
really?
Couple of takes. Yeah, why? It looked like more?
No, it looked to me like it was very few takes, and
yeah.
I was wondering how everyone wasn't cracking. I mean, they could crack up at you in that scene.
It's always weird when there's a new big group of actors and extras and stuff like that, because you don't know who's seen the show. And I'm very shy, you know. I'm still inside. I'm a very shy person. So, yeah. And so I come out, and I'm really self-conscious. anxious, and I'm like, oh, I hope people know the show, or if they like the show, and if they are going to play along. And so yeah, every time we're doing a big group scene like that, I'm kind of nervous.
That looked like it was fun to shoot.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
How was it working with babies and fake babies?
Well, my instinct was to like beat the fake baby up because for comic value, but it just looked so real. I couldn't do it. It was like, it was disturbing. Did you see that? Have you seen that thing? There's a picture of Elijah with that thing, and it looks like it's just fresh out of the womb. It's yeah. I mean, it was fun. I worked with more animals this year. We had like a lot of cats. There's like about 8 cats in one episode, and there was some Dobermans, and there was quite a few dogs and pigeons. So I really like working with other animals. No, they're really well trained, and I mean, I own 2 cats, so I'm actually a cat guy, you know. So I love having cats on, and these ones were like really cute.
Thanks, Jason, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.